to show you guys the lore of this.
Ouch! Oh, hi. Wait a minute. Who are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's where my, like, yeah. who are you?
Okay, now I have
it. All right, we get it.
So...
run it back.
All right. So with that being said,
yes.
Who are you?
We are Senses.
Fun.
Now I'm not entirely sure exactly when are we going to cut this bit.
Right.
We're going to keep it all together.
The whole thing.
We're like,
what?
But all right. And you guys are now on tour with me, okay?
We sure are.
Yeah. We're about like a quarter of the way in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, how's it like going on tour with Leah?
It's great so far. We're just like, I mean, I think the first quarter to halfway through, we're just trying to get into the grind of driving, playing.
Yeah.
This routing is a little bit more driving, but it's nice because there's a little bit more, there's a couple more like days off in between the shows. Versus the last tour. So, yeah, it's been good. Just kind of like getting back into the swing of things and chugging along.
All right. So with that kind of like a schedule-wise, who's driving and who's doing most of the napping?
So we all take turns driving.
Okay.
So it just kind of depends on like... Usually when it gets to the time of driving, someone's like, all right, I'll take first shift. He's an early riser. And then usually Josh drives at night and then I'll just kind of like switch off in between. Like I'm like the in the middle fly person. So we definitely take turns. There's no really like schedule, I would say. It's mostly just like, all right, I'm tired. Let's switch. And then somebody else offers and then we just keep going.
Yeah.
Yep.
So with that being said, in terms of that, is there any moment where you guys are like, I really just want to just have an extra day off and just recuperate with all the sleep and whatnot?
Not yet. I don't know about you guys.
Interesting. No, I feel like sometimes mentally you're like, yeah, a day off would be great. But then when you have a day off, you're like, I just want to play a show.
Yeah.
And it's like, ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
All right, and well, you guys are on tour with a bunch of other people too. So with the idea of kind of intertwining everybody's music, how do you feel in terms of your music alongside like Asia and Leah and I can't remember the others? If this,
because
you guys are not
there's
like
a bunch. There's a bunch of different. There's a bunch of like local openers along the way, so it's changing like every day.
Yeah.
It's been really interesting, I think.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, Asia and Leah are definitely a little more, like, we're kind of like pop punk or like pop rock.
Yeah.
Whereas Leah and Asia are probably leaning more towards like that pop side. So it's cool to do shows with people that are like one side of our genre because then you kind of find the similarities and you can also like pick out the differences. But I think all in all, like the show flows really nicely and it's, like, you know, our big thing is just being high energy. We're just having fun and trying to get the crowd pumped up. And I think we've been doing that so far, I want to say.
I mean, we're the only band on the entire tour.
Yeah,
Everyone else is a solo name.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because I was like, I was so curious when I saw your guys' names on there. I'm like, wait a minute, you know, they're more in that punk, you know, punk pop rock, and then me mixing up with these like pop star characters.
Yeah,
I'm like, how's the dynamic between the groups?
And it's really funny because like I don't think the people that are coming to the shows realize like what they're getting into.
Yeah,
we're the first ones on.
Yeah,
and so the stages are really like they're smaller, so like everyone's right there, and we get on. It's just
they're, like, checking their
people
TVs,
are just like.
Wait,
like they cover their ears, like it's loud. We're like, like in their face.
Yeah, in your
like,
face.
We're probably like the first pop punk experience for a lot of these people, like that are like younger. It's like their first concert, and they're just like,
It's really
maybe
cool,
I actually
though.
Like this too. This is cool.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. I like that kind of thought process. Oh my gosh, I can't think of words today.
Words are hard.
Oh, but. It does kind of provide that more of that experience of opening your eyes to more than just
for sure
Instagram pop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is like probably like our kind of like favorite parts about going to other shows too, like discovering new music, new bands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
well, with that in mind, now that they are fully experiencing you guys also just dropped a brand new EP, which is insane to do that in the middle of beginning of a tour. Did you guys know that you're going to be going on tour right after the EP drops?
I don't know if we knew, but it kind of just all aligned that way. Like, we had known how many songs were going to be on the EP, and we were trying to stick to a schedule of releasing, like, every 6 to 8 weeks. And so once we got the tour, it just kind of aligned, and the EP was definitely set before we had the tour. So it was literally like, oh my god, the EP's coming out, like, the third day into the tour, so it just worked out, and we were like, cool, we can, like, you know, talk about it on stage now and promote it and all that stuff, so.
It's marketing.
Yeah, marketing. It's great marketing. Yeah.
You guys totally planned this.
Right, exactly. No, totally planned. It was all on purpose.
So, I am curious on how you guys came with the title of the Take Me Out of Here, because I think that's a crazy line.
Oh, thanks, yeah.
So, I'm curious of the thought process of it.
So we wanted to, I mean, the EP all together, like, the theme is kind of about escapism, and, you know, each song, though they're about something very different, they all have this kind of same energy of, like, wanting to escape whatever that situation is. And so we're like, we want to be that kind of escape for people. And so it was kind of that sentence of just, like, wanting to, like, oh, take me out of here, but it's also a line in Sleepwalking, which was the first song that we released out of off of the EP. So it was kind of just like a double meaning that made sense and stuck out to us, and so we went with it.
All right. Yeah, because when I heard the whole, when Brantley had the chance to, for some reason she didn't send me any advance copies. She was like, you'll get it when it comes out. I'm like, all right.
I've been anticipation.
Oh, I know.
You'll get it when it comes out.
You'll get it when you get it.
Yeah.
So when it came out on the 13th, I was like, oh shit. All right. I was fully involved into it.
Oh, cool.
So I sent it out to as many people as I can who might like it. Yeah,
Thank you.
Thanks.
And they definitely do really like Sleepwalking.
Oh, sweet.
That was,
yeah,
like,
that,
their, that was their, like, go-to one. They're okay. Like, okay, we were, like, kind of like this one the
yes.
most out of the...
Sweet.
So, with that being said, because I know that one was the music video, how was Sleepwalking made, I should say?
The music video?
Yeah.
Well, it was on a 100-degree day in the middle of Los Angeles downtown in a metal box. So
no
I think,
AC, no wind.
Yeah, no AC,
not
no
like a
wind.
Literal box. It was like a warehouse.
Yeah, it's like a big warehouse, but it felt like you're just trapped in this like sauna.
Yeah.
So it was very interesting. But I mean, yeah, it came together pretty fast. We just wanted these like euphoric colors and to really kind of like showcase the song in that way and. It was we made it through without dehydrating ourselves to death.
Oh, shit. Those elevator shots originally weren't even going to be a part of it, but like
really?
We saw the elevator and we're just like, this is kind of a vibe.
Yeah.
Maybe we shoot some of these.
Yeah. Like, so we threw on like the tube lights and just made it cool.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That was honestly was a great scene too. So to know that was just thrown in there is really cool.
Yeah.
So, with you guys going on tour with Leah Kate, up until a certain point, I am curious as to how you guys got involved with Boys Like Girls and going on tour with them for a hot moment.
I mean, it was kind of a bunch of things. We're already doing the Leah Kate tour, but we were looking at the dates thinking, like, it wasn't going to work out, but then going from Portland to Boston, that was also because, like, we end this tour in Portland and then we have to drive all the way across to Boston. And so we were like, how is that going to work? We originally maybe wanted to do like 6 dates of that tour, but we were like, I don't know if we can make it there in 3 days in this RV going from like off the end of the tour to another. But yeah, we're really excited to be joining the last 5 of that. I think it'll be like a really cool way to just end this whole run and, technically our third tour, but kind of like 2.5 tours at that point.
Two and a
smidgen.
And it's with just like a bunch of bands that we like love and listen to.
So we're so excited.
I'm really excited to be around all them and just get to like watch
and it'll be like you guys are pretty much be back into a realm of more in that pop punk realm.
Yes.
Which honestly for the first time for us, honestly, because even the first tour with like Carly Hansen, which was super great, but again it was like another like the edge of the genre kind of overlapping kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool then. That way you guys get to be able to have the best of both worlds and blend it in together in one big tour. That you guys are going to be super exhausted by the end of it.
Yeah, we'll be napping for a while.
Yeah.
So, normally I'm at this little fun part where I do actually... I originally didn't have any, but apparently I did have some conversation cards.
Okay.
So I forgot which ones these are. So we'll find out.
We'll find out together. It's a surprise. All right.
Okay, so we'll start with this one. What is a simple task you guys are surprisingly bad at?
Simple task. Surprisingly bad at.
Stupidly simple, very mundane.
A simple task we're surprisingly bad at.
I forget to turn the headlights off on the RV every time I am done driving. It's like, true. They're not automatic, so you have to like turn them on. It's literally right there and you just go on and off.
Yeah.
And I forget every time. I get out of the car and I just go about and I go, oh crap, so I have to go back, unlock it, get back up and...
I forget to either turn on the camera that I've like taken so much time to set up on stage and then I'll completely forget to turn it on, or I forget to bring the iPad in, so I have to run out here and grab the iPad because he uses it to like trigger the songs.
Yeah.
So, yeah. A little forgetful.
I'm going to say two things. I'm notorious for forgetting my in-ears, either on the bus or in another bag. And I'm super bad at social media.
Same.
So, yeah, I forget all the time.
Love that. And honestly, it all just all wraps up with the whole being on tour situation. Though, I am notorious for forgetting to turn off my headlights.
It's so easy. I just have to go like that.
Yes.
And I just am like, at least I turn them on, though. At least I don't forget to turn them on.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be bad.
No, my biggest thing is I always make this a huge mistake all the time. I'll go and pump up gas, and I will be right next to a diesel like pump.
Uh-huh.
And so I'll know I'll put in regular, but I'll drive off and be like, did I put diesel in? Did I put diesel in?
Oh.
Did I?
I thought you said you drove away with like the pump
Same.
Still in.
No,
oh, no.
My mother has
time.
My mother has once got to a good distance. Luckily, there was like a cyclist who had stopped.
Whoa, stop.
Oh my god!
No, I'm the person who's like constantly fearing if I put in diesel.
The wrong gas. Yeah. Oh my god.
It'll be good 30 minutes, and I'm like, shit. Well, if it's going to just be destroyed,
we're here.
We're here.
Yeah.
Here. What is something about you that sounds fake, but incredibly, but it's 100% true?
Sounds fake, but it's 100% true?
Yeah.
I grew up on a dairy farm.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
I have webbed toes.
That is 100% true.
That's facts.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't come across.
You want to see? Right here. See them?
They're getting camera time.
Oh, shit.
Wait, are we a minute in?
They look like a little butt on the bottom.
They do.
Like a little butt cheek.
I've seen only like one other like webbed toe before, but not to that kind of a point. That's cool.
Yeah, they're webbed.
That's the same.
I don't know what is incredibly true but fake about me.
Your face transplant.
That's true. It's not
I'm wearing
face.
A mask. I'm gonna go with that.
Oh, I know one for you. Mm-hmm. That you did water polo. That's cool.
I did.
Yeah, that's he was cool. A water polo. I think that's so cool. I've never even like met anyone else that's done that.
I was varsity captain.
Like,
oh shit.
Treading the
like
water
he was in it.
That.
He was into that's the water
wild.
Polo.
Wow.
I was in the water.
I like to hope you were in the water polo.
He's just out on the
more of a management position.
You were just miming it. Yeah, yeah. You'll be in the water soon. You got it.
Yeah,
good
job. I'm allergic to the water. I can't get in today.
Man, I only know one other person who did a water polo.
See, it's unique. It's a very like unique sport.
Well, I'm from California, and like it's over there. It's like
really
not. Yeah, because like West Coast and
interesting
East Coast also has it too. But like West Coast is like it's not.
No, I thought
weirdly
that was
enough,
so
she's
wild.
From California, so
California.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah. That's cool. All right. Yeah, because I would do water polo if we had some here, but
yeah, that'd be sick.
I don't know. Maybe at U of M. I didn't go to U of M. I've never met a blank I didn't like. Or
potato.
Potato?
Mm-hmm.
Never met a potato you didn't like?
Never.
I want to say macaroni and cheese, but I don't eat seafood, so lobster mac is like such a prevalent thing. So I don't know.
Never met a classic mac.
Classic mac.
You didn't like.
Macaroni and cheese.
But if Snoop Dogg offered you lobster mac, would you eat it though?
I would not, but if Snoop Dogg offered me other things, I would.
And also because you don't like seafood.
Yeah, I just...
Yeah.
I can't. Whatever. They freak me out.
So even like a tuna casserole kind of thing?
Yeah, I would still get by on one if I had to, and also on a deserted island, but I would not anymore.
Well, I got this one right here. And it's one of my favorite ones because usually I get the most unusual answers.
Cool.
Has a stranger ever changed your life?
Has a stranger ever changed my life? Ooh.
No. Haven't.
Not yet?
Not yet. I've met people that have like said things to me that I'm like, oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That have been like really nice and like, but I haven't had anything that I'm like...
Nothing that was like made an impact on you later on.
Yeah.
Nothing. I feel like I have a really cheesy answer. Like I feel like it's such a weird question because like every day when we do these shows and then we have people come up to the merch booth after, like they're all strangers to us at that point, but like they're the most important strangers that we meet because like, you know what I mean? Like we're trying to like share our music and like when they come up to say something that's like, oh my God, I absolutely loved what you did. Or like, I love the show or like love the song, whatever. Like, every time that happens, I feel like it changes our lives a little bit more and more because it's like people that, you know, get what we're doing and like it.
That's a good answer. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that brings it all back together.
Yeah.
Which is that you guys have a new EP out. You guys are on tour. Woo. Holy shit.
Truly.
Truly, yeah. Truly. Holy shit.
And you guys are going to pretty much kill it for the next couple tours here. And,
thank you.
I'm curious to know if there's any new music videos that we're going to be expecting to see.
Videos?
Yeah.
Or music?
Music too. But, I mean, you guys just released an EP, so I was going to say, I'm like, it's going to be a moment before...
Maybe a little moment.
All right. Sure.
We have some things on the horizon musically. As far as videos, just with, you know, being on the road and stuff, we don't have anything in the immediate future, but never say never.
Okay. Because videos cost money.
Yes, they do.
Videos cost money.
Unless it's the tour diaries. Yeah. Those are free.
Yes.
Those
are true. Free. Those are free. Those are free.
Those are
free.
Those are free.
All right. And with that, I think we're done.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.